You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Eric Ebron had a little fun with me. I had a little fun with him right back. And the big question still remains unanswered as to whether or not he's going to be serious about blocking this coming season. Good morning to you. Good Wednesday morning. I'm Dan Kovacevic of DK Pittsburgh Sports. This is Daily Shot of Steelers. Comes your way bright and early every weekday if you're into hockey and or baseball. I also offer up daily shots of Penguins and Pirates right where you found this. The Steelers had their first day of training camp at Heinz Field yesterday. I was there to cover that. I'm looking forward that much more to the one today. And so is Mike Tomlin, not just because fans are going to be allowed into this one, but also because pads will be on. There will be contact. There will be backs on backers. There will be all the stuff that actually matters in football. And finally, when people ask, hey, who's looking good out there? I'll actually be able to give you an answer. Because if I give you that from yesterday, the answer was that Zach Gentry made a terrific catch in the end zone. Yippee. And that Josh Dobbs was outstanding at quarterback. There you go. So let's get some actual football plays happening in front of us. And let part of that be seeing these tight ends block. Ebron spoke passionately yesterday about being newly committed to blocking. This is a thing that he's going to embrace this year. And I'll let him say it first in his own words.
I feel like that was something that we were all terrible at last year. As you saw, a lull in the running game, period. As a complete unit, offensive line and tight end, I feel like we all should do better, including myself. And yeah, if you want to get paid and you want to perform and you want to be amongst the best, you got to be able to block. So yeah, that's a pivotal part of our focus this year.
Fair enough, right? Everybody's, you know, always got the option in life to turn over a new leaf. But I couldn't help but ask this as a follow-up.
To all of the tight ends, everybody in the room, pick up the block and get the running game. And why should everyone expect that it will happen?
Well, you know who our first-round pick was?
I heard.
Yeah, we don't draft first-round picks for us to not block.
I heard the second-rounder was, too.
What's that?
I mean, a
good blocker?
Too, sure.
Yeah, absolutely. And he's going to continue to get better. At this level, blocking at the college level is not the same. So definitely, he's definitely going to continue to get better and grow.
Huh? Do you like that? Wow. That was a different exchange, to say the least. Look, I'd love for him to be right. I'd love for him to be telling the truth, like from all the way down deep in his soul. I'd love for Ebron to have seen that second round pick coming in for the reason that he came in. The Steelers are looking for a tight end to help them in the running game. And if he catches the ball, which Freiermuth is showing everybody on a daily basis he's eminently capable of doing, and over an infinitely greater sample size showed that for years at Penn State, wonderful. That would be terrific. I just don't know how you do it. I don't know where it comes from. I don't know where a guy who's never shown any proclivity or enthusiasm for blocking is just going to start dropping people the next day. He's not even in the habit of it. It's not like he's had it innately and it's been held back or something. You have to do it. You have to enjoy doing it. I am telling you, right now, without making too big of a deal or controversy or whatever about this whole thing, I am telling you that the Steelers want Freiermuth to win, not necessarily win the job, but to win more snaps, to win more situational snaps. I really believe that. Every time Freiermuth makes a catch of any consequence, meaning, you know, the quality, at this camp, Tomlin has said to him, "Can you block? Nice catch, but can you block?" Keep saying it again and again and again and again. And Tomlin does find people like that who he makes a target in camp. And by the way, when he says this to Freiermuth, he says it out loud for everybody to hear it. This isn't some private exchange. He wants everyone to hear it. He wants everyone, including Ebron, by the way, to know that this is the expectation. The drafting of Freiermuth was part of it. The hiring of Alfredo Roberts was part of it. Roberts is the one who's in that room right now referring to the tight end group as badasses. That's what he wants them to call themselves, nickname. Whatever. Whatever works, you know? Go nuts. That's okay. But go ahead and deliver on it as well. I'll share what Freiermuth had to say right after this very brief message from our title sponsor.
At Point Park University in the heart of downtown Pittsburgh, they understand there's no substitute for real-world experience and career-building connections. Their innovative curriculum engages students with distinctive experiential learning opportunities. Point Park's pioneering co-op program empowers qualified students to work in full-time, paid positions with their corporate partners while earning college credits. Visit pointpark.edu/works to learn more. Career ready. That's the point. Point Park University.
If Freiermuth's going to make waves at this camp, it won't be with his words. And he made that known in his session with us down on the field after this practice. He said he's a rookie. He knows his place. He's just going to go out there and try to do the job. Here's a little bit of that.
Yeah, you know, I don't like to say a lot. I just go out there and just kind of do what I'm supposed to do. You know, I'm a rookie, and, you know, it's kind of my job to go out there and do whatever my role is for the team. If that's going out there on special team and, you know, on punt return or something like that, then I'm going to go out there and give it my all and, you know, work hard out there. But if it's, you know, playing tight end and stuff like that, consistently throughout the season, then I'm going to go out there and play as hard as I can.
I'll keep saying this. We don't know what Freiermuth can do in the NFL. We just don't. So I'm stopping miles short of predicting how his rookie season will go. But I also have been around the Steelers long enough to know when they really like someone and when they are elevating their internal expectations for someone. The head coach does a very poor job of disguising his own feelings on things like this. Because the fact of the matter is, when the head coach finds a player that he feels is important or critical to the Steelers' success. Not in the future, right now. That's the player that he'll follow around the field and find cute catchphrases to share with, to try to push, to try to goad him, maybe even tick him off a little bit, to get him to that next level faster, to accelerate that process. And that's what I'm hoping, underscoring hoping, not expecting, hoping will happen. Because this football team needs to be able to block all the way across. Not just the offensive line, not just when a fullback's in the game. And for that matter, not just the wide receivers, all of whom are pretty decent blockers themselves. Your tight end can't be an unwilling exception. That's why I'm hoping Freiermuth can get this done. When we come back, just one question.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Back, it's time for Just One Question. That's brought to you always by the personal injury law firm of Luxembourg, Garbett, Kelly, and George, LGKG. They represent people who are hurt in car accidents, need assistance with workers' comp and medical malpractice claims. The attorneys at LGKG pride themselves in doing what they say they're going to do. It's important to them that when they make you a promise, they keep that promise. This law firm has been keeping promises for over 80 years in our region. LGKG has offices in Cranberry, Newcastle, Beaver Falls, Butler, and Elwood City. Learn more about them at lgkg.com. Today's question comes from Richard Helwig, who asks, since Ben seems fully committed on what could be his last ride, what could be the ceiling for the offense with all the playmakers the Steelers have at the skill positions? Well, Richard, if you'd asked the question about anything other than the quarterback and the skill positions, you'd probably have your own answer. I don't think it depends on them. I really don't. I hate to keep coming back to the same issue here, but if you think about it, you know what the quarterback can do, whether he's, however you described it, motivated by a last ride or whatever, you know what he can do. You know what all four of these wide receivers can do, even if accounting for the fact that Chase Claypool still has a much higher ceiling. I think Deontay Johnson does too. And to some extent, as we discussed in the opening segment, you have an awareness of what you have at the tight end position, certainly from Ebron. What you don't know is whether or not anybody's going to be able to block for them. You can wish it. You can listen to both Mike Tomlin and Kevin Colbert speaking separately to the issue over the last couple of days here. Colbert yesterday saying that the Steelers feel very comfortable. That was a term that Colbert used with the offensive line that they've got. Tomlin saying that he's not looking for anyone to write some kind of rags to riches story about these guys because they happen to believe in them. They see them in front of them every day. And even the way they're aligning things for the Hall of Fame game suggests that they're more interested in figuring out who's going to be the 7, the 8, the 9, the 10 of the group, as opposed to the 1 through 5 or the 1 through 6. That tells you that there's some confidence there. But until they go out and do it, this is why I keep focusing on the pads, you know? Get out there and start hitting some people. Let's see some separation established. This is all, Richard, going to be defined by how this offensive line performs. That's not to say that you won't see, you know, a hiccup here or there. Najee Harris is still a rookie. Deontay Johnson could have his drops creep back. You could see different things happen. Ben could struggle. We've seen Ben struggle. But really, this is all about the, I guess you'd call them, non-skill positions. I appreciate the question, Richard. I appreciate everybody listening to Daily Shot of Steelers. If you're out at Heinz Field today for the training camp session and you happen to see a guy walking around looking like he's especially interested in monitoring the offensive linemen, feel free to stop up and say hello.